Lisa MacArthur is the Vice President of Economic Development for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. She is with us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. Good. We're
excellent.
Waiting for the storms to come in. They're probably a few minutes away from us now on the western end of the county. But how's it looking in Fond du Lac? Is it overcast right now?
Yeah, it's getting kind of gray and gloomy, and it's windy, and I'm sure we're going to get it any second probably as well. I'm so tired of rain. I want some sunshine.
Oh, well, yeah. We had a beautiful weekend, though. We really can't complain too much. And then yesterday was pretty nice, too. So
it was beautiful, yeah.
All right, so we're into May, and that usually means that Project Grill is coming up. I believe that's on Friday the 17th. How many years has that been going now? Do you know?
Yeah, this is year number 16. So it's been a staple in the school districts and the community for a long time. And both the schools and the manufacturing partners just have really embraced this program. It's pretty cool to see.
How many schools are involved? How many schools and manufacturing facilities are involved this year?
Yeah, so we have 6 schools and we have 7 manufacturers. Last year, we had 7 schools, 7 manufacturers, and a lot of this programming is contingent on the school district having an allocated person to run the program, and then also whether or not it's built into their curriculum. So if it's not, they have to find time after school or whenever they can, you know, during an open hour or lunch or whatever, and that was kind of the situation with the school that wasn't able to participate again this year, but we're hoping that they, you know, are able to get that figured out. And, you know, we'd love to have new schools. We have a waiting list of manufacturers for this program. So we would love to have more schools and get more manufacturers on board. And it's just such a cool thing throughout the school year to see.
How many students do you actually need for a team?
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because we've had teams with 3 or 4 students from some of the smaller schools, and we've had teams with 14 to 18 students, so, and everything in between. Wow. So it just depends. There's big interest, but a lot of the times, you know, they're just the school body itself is a little bit smaller, so they have a little smaller pool of students to draw from, but it's really a cool way to engage with the community, and then also with those manufacturing partners to see the types of careers that are out there. And that's really what the kind of the impetus of this program is to really engage the students in the high schools with those manufacturers. And it's a great recruiting tool for area manufacturers. And they've had a lot of success with that.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what the GRILL acronym means, but I know it started out that they had to build a working grill.
Correct.
Is that something they still have to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the GRILL acronym stands for Growing Readiness in Learning and Leading. And this was kind of borrowed. This whole program was borrowed from the Sheboygan area. Johnsonville Bratz, I believe, started this whole program and partnered with Sheboygan area high schools. And years ago at the Association of Commerce, they said, hey, you know, they reached out to Sheboygan and we'd love to borrow, you know, this program and implement it in our county as well. And they're like, yeah, go for it. They were extremely, you know, willing to partner, and it kind of was born out of that. And it's just, it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. We'll have probably over 120 students participating from 6 schools. So that's pretty crazy. But it's just, it's a really neat thing. It starts in the fall with the kickoff of the school year. And every school gets to tour each of the manufacturers that are participating. So it's a great way for them to learn about that business, see, you know, what they do, what they make, how they do it, how technical and advanced everything is, how automated. It's a neat thing to see for these students. And it starts kind of getting their wheels turning. And then as they're meeting with their manufacturing partner, they're designing and trying to get out on paper anyway what they want their grill to look like. And they do have an end customer, so they have to keep in mind, okay, what does the customer want? So that's been a recent change in the last couple of years where, you know, they have to have that that customer in mind for the end product, and they need to work with that customer throughout the year along with the manufacturer.
So do the grills have to look like anything in particular?
They can look like whatever whatever the customer wants. We had one last year, the year before, I'm trying to remember. It looked like Lambeau Field, basically. So it was like a football. Yeah, it was super cool. It looked like a football stadium, basically. We've had others that are very traditional looking. We've had some that had, one had a pizza oven built into it last year based on what the customer wanted. Some of them are very big and elaborate. Some are very, you know, very simple in design, but very functional. And it's what the customer wants. So they're learning all about that, you know, pleasing that end user and the person that's paying money for it. So it's awesome.
I remember one that came with its own trailer. And I remember another one that ended up going to Mountain's Piggly Wiggly in Mayville for use at their brat barn. So
yeah. Yep. You'll see a lot of that. And I want to say, I didn't see this, but I heard stories about one of the schools making it look like a boat, I think, if I read it correctly. So they're really creative, but it's got to be functional. And they do a fire up on the 17th. We'll do that unveiling, and they'll have to fire up their grills. They have to be able to cook on them. They have to work. And the judging, the final piece of the judging will take place that day on Friday as they're, you know, getting their grills up and running. And presentation is considered, as well as kind of their sales pitch. And it's just, it's neat to see kind of the evolution of the student throughout this whole process too, because sometimes they're a little shy and, you know, don't want to speak up. And, but boy, they find their voice midway through, you know, and they really, they're strong advocates for their team and their customer, and they know what they want. And they work with that manufacturing partner to bring that design on paper and that idea to life. And it's a neat thing to see.
All right. So if the public wants to take part in this, it's on Friday the 17th. Where is it at? What's the hours?
Sure. Festival Foods on the east side of town on East Johnson. And we start at 11, and there's a little bit of pomp and circumstance involved in there, too. We have the VFW doing a presentation of the flag, which is always nice to see. We'll have some students singing the national anthem, and then we'll get things kicked off, and judging will start. And they can get a brat or a burger from the brat barn, and the proceeds will go back into the Project Girl program. So you don't want to miss it. Plus, if you have a relative, a neighbor, you know, anybody that you know that goes to one of these schools and you want to vote for them, there's a community choice award that anybody will be able to vote via a QR code. Once the day of the unveiling, they'll be able to do that, and that team will receive an award. So that's pretty cool too.
All right. Before you go, Envision Greater Fond du Lac will be hosting a summer series for interns and co-ops. Do you have some information about that for us?
Yes, I do. There's still time to register. So if even if you're a smaller business, maybe, you know, only have one or two interns that will be working with you over the summer, that's perfect. They can participate as well. Or if you've got 10, 15, 20 interns, we'd love to have them as well. And what this is geared toward, it's a great way to assist employers with recruitment and retention. So we have all of these interns every year in the Greater Fond du Lac area working with employers, and we want them to picture what their life could look like if they get that job offer and they start considering, yeah, I remember, you know, being there in the summer and I got to do all these cool things through the summer series, and I could really see myself living and playing and working in Fond du Lac. I'd love to take that offer. So that's what our intention is. But we also infuse in there some professional development. We get them out and about. They get to go to a Doc Spiders game. They get to do some volunteer work. They will learn about some business etiquette situations this year. And then we're also going to touch on cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and automation, and just how it's impacting the professional world and some do's and don'ts. But it's a great event. For all five events, it's only $150 per intern. So they'll get some snacks, and they'll learn something. They'll get to do something fun at each event. And it's just a great way to really get them immersed into the community And if they want to register those interns, they need to reach out to us by May 12th. They can either call 920-322-2289, or they can go out onto our website, envisiongreaterfdl.com, and they can click on the events and they'll see it there. Or they can just, if they know somebody here, you know, another individual, they can reach out to that person and we'll get them the information they need.
Well, Lisa, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bob. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That is Lisa MacArthur, who is the Vice President of Economic Development for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. We appreciate her joining us this morning.